Yes, thanks. I'm not going to campaign against the delay. It seems that it's going to be delayed. I just wanted to bring a couple of elements of clarification. One is, as a few people, we all slip tongues when we use similar wording, and there are two different wordings here: the special purpose vehicles and special service vehicles, and they are different. That's part of the reason for bringing it in. Whether it's the right decision for having similar wording may be another discussion, but they are definitely different groups of vehicles is one element. The question from Niels, whether this is in European legislation, of course today's European legislation refers to the text of Regulation 83, although the EU member states are not required to accept Reg 83 approvals, of course, because they're not at the WLTP level. There's still references to text, and this text on the inducement system for SCR is actually referred from legislation in Europe. And so that exact piece of wording, yes, it does indirectly today appear in EU legislation. That will change with the reference to 154. And then the last point, and again, it is very minor, but it's a sort of appeal from the OICA side. There are many countries outside of the EU, even outside of the 58 agreement, who accept Regulation 83 approvals, even demand Regulation 83 approvals. And we've always had the situation with special purpose vehicles that many of them are multi-stage vehicles, and the 58 agreement has no concept of multi-stage approval. And so manufacturers in this very, very small niche market outside of the major markets that we supply do occasionally come up with problems supplying such specialist vehicles. And if we can ease that process in any way, I think it would be helpful and beneficial to the 58 agreement for contracting parties to put a kind eye on the proposal. Thank you.